702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Good morning, Kabazela.
Good morning to you, Clement. You well this morning?
I'm good, man. Tell us about this debt relief for students.
Yes, so, I mean, over the last, 18 months or so, you've probably found that your debt has probably increased, salary cuts, maybe retrenchments, lost jobs, and it's been a tough time trying to keep your head above the bills with all the bills that are coming in. So in the US at this university, Florida A&M University, the students were at their graduation. And the principal of the school was up on the podium and he, you know, started addressing the students, et cetera, et cetera. And he mentioned that he started getting a lot of calls from parents because during the year they would notice that the debts on their student accounts started diminishing a little bit. And they were like, yes, you know, what's going on here? This must be a computer error or whatever it may be. And they couldn't get any sort of satisfactory answer throughout the year. And at this commencement, he then announced that what they have done is they've taken measures to alleviate the student debt, get rid of some of the student debt of those students who were really, really struggling with keeping up with the bills. So amazing story there for these guys. Let's take a listen to what he had to say at this graduation ceremony.
But we continue our commitment to your success as students. Now, some of you, and I know this as a fact, may have thought that some of the balances that cleared up was a mistake, right? I know you thought it because your parents called and said, FAMU, there was some money on the account a week ago and now it's gone. That was not a mistake. In fact, you should know that for the last year and a half, this institution has provided more than $16 million in student support and debt relief as part of the Federal CARES Act initiative. This is our indication today of our continued commitment to your success, and we hope that this helped make your time on the Hill less difficult. So thank you so much for allowing us to do that.
Oh, what a beautiful gesture.
Really beautiful. I mean, you know, if you're in debt and you're struggling with debt, you just hope and pray that some kind of a miracle like that will come along and help you get rid of the debt somehow. Because, you know, we take calls on a daily basis from people who are just, you know, really in hard times and just looking for some kind of assistance. So the question I wanted to ask this morning is, have you been in that situation where you've been overcome with debt? And, you know, maybe one of your friends, family members, or some guardian angel has come out and said, I'm going to take care of your debts and pay off your debts for you. And, you know, gave you a second chance to try and rebuild and get those savings going again. Let's hear those stories this morning if we've had any feel-good stories about getting rid of that debt that's been such a burden on your shoulders for a very long time.
Yeah, if you've had someone, right, if you've been fortunate enough to have someone pay off your debt, give us a call on 011-883-0702. You can send your WhatsApps as well. So an orangutan and a pair of glasses, they went viral?
It was viral. Yeah, I mean, you've heard of this before. You're at the zoo and you are leaning over the enclosure where a particular animal might be and boom, you drop something. It could be your cell phone, could be a pair of glasses or whatever. I mean, we've even seen somebody drop a kid before into an enclosure. But this happened in Indonesia and the woman was leaning over and she happened to, you know, her glasses fell off and landed in the enclosure. So you see this orangutan, it's got its baby underneath, clutching onto its belly, and it walks over to the sunglasses, and you're listening to the lady who's dropped the sunglasses. She's like, oh my gosh, they stuffed, they're gonna get munched. So the orangutan picks up the glasses and instinctively opens up the frames or the arms on the frame and then puts them on. And then goes off and sits up at the top there and it's got these glasses and it takes them off and turns them the other way around and keeps trying these on. It's almost like it's doing a fashion show with these sunglasses on. And of course, everybody's finding it quite funny and cute and laughing at it. And then the next minute, the orangutan takes the glasses off and just flings them towards the crowd, and gets rid of the glasses. But a really, really fascinating video to show the intelligence of these primates, and you know they're not very dissimilar to us, I imagine. But yeah, go watch that video. It'll give you a good laugh.
Yeah, we'll check it out. Thank you, Kabazela.
Thanks, Glenn.